The Gemara Masechta Chulin Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, in still attempting to find why Rav would say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if you shechted an animal on Shabbos, it's usur to eat from that animal on Shabbos, even though as the Mishnah on Daf Yudalid Amud Aleph taught us that the shechita is considered a kosher shechita. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi, which Rabbi Yehuda is this? Says the Gemara, it's Rabbi Yehuda the Mevashel. It's Rabbi Yehuda of Mevashel. And the Gemara explains itself. The Tanan, HaMevashel B'Shabbos, as somebody cooked on Shabbos, so he was over a Issa Daraisa. B'Shoyug, if he cooked B'Shoyug, that he didn't know that today was Shabbos, if he got today is Shabbos, so he didn't know that this, what he's doing, is also in Shabbos. Yochel, he may eat from that food. And so, certainly everybody else may eat from that food immediately. B'mezid, if it was done b'mezid, so, lo yochel, you're not allowed to eat from that food on Shabbos. No one may eat from that food on Shabbos. And a matzah Shabbos, you're allowed to eat from the food after B'chdei Shias. Matzah Shabbos, you're allowed to eat from the food. Divrei Amei. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a B'shoigig. If he did a B'shoigig, B'shoig Yoichel Matzah Shabbos. Everybody has to wait on Matzah Shabbos till after B'chdei Shias. If you cook B'mezid, Lo Yoichel, Olamis, the person who cooked it may never eat from that food. Everybody else could eat from it Matzah Shabbos after B'chdei Shias. On Shabbos itself, certainly you're not allowed to eat from it. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Omer, B'shoigig Yoichel, if it was cooked for Shabbos, L'matzah Shabbos, L'cheir V'loy Loy, Matzah Shabbos, other people may eat it. He, the person who cooked it, may never eat it. B'mezid, L'yoichel Olamas. But if it was done B'mezid, no one may ever eat from it, not the person who cooked it, nor the other individuals, Loy Loy V'loy Acheir. And the reason for Rabbi Yochanan Sandler is because Rabbi Yochanan Sandler explains, the pasuk says, "V'shamatim s'Shabbos ki kodesh hi lochem, ma kodesh osu b'chila, af ma s'Shabbos from b'chila." Just like we're not allowed to eat kachim, so too we're not allowed to eat food that was prepared, anything that was made on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, the Yochel afil b'shoigig, even if that was done b'shoigig, will Rabbi Yochanan Sandler hold that way? Tamloimer, the pasuk continues, "Mechaleh mois yumas b'mezid amarti v'lo b'shoyig." This halacha was only said if this happened b'mezid, not b'shoyig. So we have here a very fundamental machloikus. What is the halacha if something was done through chilul Shabbos? And we look in the Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, Simen Shin Yud Ches, Paskins the Shulchan Aruch, Hamvash l'Shabbos. If somebody is mevash b'Shabbos, also achas b'sham malachas, or he did one of the other malachas, but mezid also loy l'olam. For mezid, no one can eat from. He may never eat from it. L'chir motel loy matzah Shabbos miyad. Others could do it. Others could have from it on matzah Shabbos. V'shagig also by v'yoyim gam l'chirim. If it was done v'shagig, others could eat. Gam lacherim, no one could eat from it on Shabbos. Olam mutaloy miyad. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and as the Mishnah Berurah says, that is the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam. Even though Tosfos here paskins like Rameyer, and therefore says the Mishnah Berurah, the Shas Adchak, one could rely to follow the Pesach of Rameya. It's important to point out that if somebody sees somebody else about to make Maisa Shabbos, it's our obligation to tell him that what he's doing is a Maisa Shabbos. Furthermore, says the Mishnah Berurah, not here, but in Simrei Samach Aleph, that this halacha doesn't only apply on Shabbos itself, it applies on Bein Shmoshes of Erev Shabbos or Bein Shmoshes of Matzah Shabbos. The Mishnah Brura, as we said, says that the Makom HaTzorech, we could rely on Rameya. What is the definition of Makom HaTzorech? So the Paiskim say that let's say you have guests sitting by your table on Shabbos, and if you won't, and you'll be embarrassed not to serve them hot food, or you're an individual that must have hot food on Shabbos. Otherwise, it could affect your health. But the Paiskim say that just because having hot food on Shabbos creates an Oinig Shabbos, that is not a heter. Even though we're supposed to eat hot food on Shabbos, there is no heter to, for that reason, to eat from Maaseh Shabbos. The halacha is that if somebody did a malacha on Shabbos, whether it was done b'shoyig or b'mezid, if it's possible to reverse what was done without doing any other iser, that's what we're obligated to do. Furthermore, if in a case where you're not supposed to have hanah from a ma'aseh Shabbos, you started having hanah from ma'aseh Shabbos and then realize that you're having hanah from ma'aseh Shabbos, you should immediately stop. Another interesting shaila the Paiskim discuss. Somehow you were able to reverse what you did, or what you did doesn't accomplish anything. Does the issa remain even though you're not really accomplishing? When we say that you're not allowed to have hanor for Ma'aseh Shabbos, included in that iser is that you should not profit from the iser. That means if you cooked on Shabbos and it's a situation you're not allowed to have hanor, then you shouldn't sell that item because that would be usur. And even if you sell it, you're not allowed to sell it with a profit. So the question would be, could you give that food to an akum? So the halacha is as follows. If it's an akum that you have to support, you have an akum working for you, and you have to provide him with meals, and you cooked food on Shabbos, you're not allowed to. If it's an akum that you don't have an obligation to support, we could give him that food that was cooked in Shabbos. What would be the halacha if somebody cooked someone else's food on Shabbos? So there's a halacha throughout Shas. Ein adam oyser davish ena shaloi. Actually, it's a Gemara later here in Masechta Chulin daf mem beis. So the same thing, say the poskim, will be the halacha regarding Ma'aseh Shabbos. Somebody can't aser somebody else's food. So if you have a food that was already cooked before Shabbos, and somebody else takes that food and does something also with that food. Let's say you had a cholent on the oven, and somebody went and added water to that cholent, which is not permissible, but the food is edible anyway. Or let's say somebody took a pot of food off the oven and put it back on the oven in a way that it's also to do on Shabbos, you're still allowed to eat that food because of the reason of Ein Adam Oyser Dava Shena Shalai. Or, let's say, going back to the question that we discussed a moment ago, you had the light on in a room, and then somebody went and closed that light, and then he put it back on. Or he put on a light in a place where there was light anyway. even if the light that was there was a weak light, and now he put on more light, so there's a better light, there is no obligation for me not to have hanor from that melacha, because he had no right to turn on the light or turn off the light that isn't his. Or let's say there was an object in my home and somebody went and took it out to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and then he brought it back into my home. As long as I did not in any way instruct this person to do this melacha, it's not considered Ma'aseh Shabbos, and I could continue to use this object. Of course, as we said at the beginning of our shiur, I'm obligated to tell this person not to do this again. However, as we keep on saying, this halacha will only apply in a situation where the person who I could have used this item, I could have eaten the item, I could have been in the room, I had light in the room, even without the Ma'aseh Shabbos. But if the Ma'aseh Shabbos makes the food edible, and otherwise it wouldn't have been edible, or he puts on light in a room where there was no light on previously, even though I didn't tell him and he had no right to do it, still I can't have hanor from that act, because that's considered having hanor from Ma'aseh Shabbos.